With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Region is a no-go after government announces it's pulling out of the deal. Sustainability Minister, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes.
All parties were working diligently to try to reach a consensus on the outstanding condition precedents and to navigate the challenges of the rising cost and supply chain interruptions. At the end of the day, this decision that was taken by Cabinet was based on facts and figures, and in the firm conviction that a more affordable solution is needed for our country.
The project was supposed to be a partnership between the Cayman Islands government and a DART-led consortium to transform the Georgetown landfill into a green space, along with a state-of-the-art energy recovery and recycling center. The minister did not reveal the estimated cost of the projects, but said it was, quote, too expensive.
The government is prepared to employ all of the lessons learned over the years of this procurement in order to procure a new solid waste management solution as quickly and cost-effectively as possible.
She says achieving a sustainable and affordable solid waste management system remains a key priority for government. The minister revealed this move in Parliament on Thursday. CIGTV's Donna Bush brings us more from the order paper.
Well, Thursday was another busy day in the House of Parliament. Papers and many reports were tabled. Amongst them were reports on the Cayman Islands Expungement Board, the Cayman Islands Human Rights Commission, the Commission for Standards in Public Life, and as well for the portfolio of the civil service. Of course, you can watch today's proceedings on the Cayman Islands government's YouTube channel if you missed it.
And in other news, there is now even more time to safely get rid of any guns, gun components, or ammunition. Police have given the National Gun Amnesty an extension with a new date of wrapping up on August 11th. Deputy Leader of the Opposition, Joey Hugh, urged people to make the most of this opportunity.
I would heavily encourage anyone that knows someone, or if you have a firearm or ammunition or a bulletproof vest, to turn them in as soon as you can.
Mr. Hugh also expressed concern in Parliament over gun violence in the Cayman Islands.
I remember the concert at the agricultural grounds just before the fair, having persons ask me if they would be safe if they attended this concert, if they believe that would be in trouble. That's on the forefront of our people's mind, especially our elderly people. And I reassure them that they would be safe, but it's a shame that they would have to call and ask those questions in today's day and age in these three little islands that we have here.
Police report that so far only two guns, along with a significant amount of ammunition and two spear guns, have been handed into police. To learn more on how to hand over your firearm, you can visit rcips.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Kirstie Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. French police are hunting for the perpetrators of a wave of sabotage attacks on the high-speed railway network. Three lines into Paris were damaged by arson hours before the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games. 800,000 passengers are affected. An important airport on the French-Swiss border has been evacuated because of a security alert. The terminal at Basel-Mulhouse is closed. The former US President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle have endorsed Kamala Harris as the Democratic candidate to take on Donald Trump in November's election. They said they'd do everything they could to help her win. US authorities have held the arrest of two of Mexico's most wanted drug traffickers in Texas as a major victory in the fight against organized crime. The Sinaloa cartel boss, Ismael El Mayo Zambada, was reportedly tricked into flying across the border by Joaquin Guzman Lopez. South Korea's central bank believes North Korea's economy grew last year at its fastest rate since 2016, helped by trade with China and Russia. It follows a sharp contraction caused by a border shutdown during the COVID pandemic. The UN has said it fears the number of people killed in recent landslides in Ethiopia could rise to 500. Rescue efforts have been hampered by bad weather. UNESCO has added 4th century monastery in Gaza to its list of endangered World Heritage Sites. The San Hilarion complex is one of the oldest Christian monuments in the Middle East. The agency says the war has put it at imminent risk of destruction. Vietnam's former communist leader Nguyen Phu Chuang has been laid to rest in Hanoi following 2 days of mourning. The eulogy was read by his successor, Tô Lâm. World News from the BBC.